Thank you for downloading this episode of Brad Nels What's News, episode 33, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. I'm Nels Nelson, one of the hosts. Brad can't jump on with me to intro this, but our guest today, Mr. Divisible by Five, Reggie Fide. How was the episode? It's a pretty good episode coming up, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was a great episode. And it was great to talk to you guys again. It's great to be here and to be able to talk to you guys about the news.
Yeah, we talked about a few things. We talk about Shaquille O'Neal. We talk about parents having to pay for damaging or destroying their son's special collection. We talked about Bigfoot hunting season and some poetry.
Absolutely. It's really a show from the heart, this one.
Well, from your heart. Brad and I, we're definitely not sure our heart always aligns with everyone's opinion and view. Oh, we also talk about the big news, which is, Mount Kilimanjaro as the geographical location of the week.
Right, yeah.
And the weather. And an amazing sports update from a new sports sideline reporter.
Oh, he was good.
Yeah, he had some good points. Did I mention we do poetry? Poetry kind of took over the second half of the show. And yeah. I'm titling this the episode where Reggie made sure he's never going to be on the show again. What do you think?
He probably won't. Mr. Divisible by Five probably won't be back.
No? Will Reggie Fide be back, though?
Reggie Fide can come back, yeah.
Do you want to put a disclaimer in before everyone listens to the show?
The views and opinions expressed on this show does not directly reflect anybody who's actually in the show.
Right. And I guess at the end we get the definition and the explanation from Mr. Divisible. Yeah. So I should change this as you downloaded the episode where Mr. Divisible by Five made sure he'll never be back.
Exactly.
All right. Done, and done. But again, yeah, this is the show, episode 33. We haven't been around in a while. I don't even know the last time we recorded an episode. It's been that long. And one thing we're good at is falling off the tracks, and we fell off the tracks. We had a start and stop 7 minutes in, had to read. Brad couldn't stay on. He disappeared and came back. It's like riding a bike. You never forget how to make a podcast, but sometimes you still start falling off the bike and scraping your knee. So we scraped our knee, but we got through it. I think people will be entertained, and some may be horribly disgusted. That's the hook for the show.
Yeah, quite possibly.
And some may be appalled.
Or you know what? Maybe you would think that you would be disgusted and find yourself a little bit in this show.
Maybe this is the episode where Brad never comes back.
It's quite possible.
Anyway. So yes, thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming on. I like when I can do the intro, not just me talking. Thanking everyone for downloading.
Yeah, this is fun.
I like to have a little intro, and it's easier to do a little intro teaser to the show when someone comes on and goes back and forth with you. So, Reggie, thank you. Mr. Divisible by Five, your severance check has been sent. I will try my best to never call you Reggie Fide, Mr. Divisible by Five.
I think everyone is just in such suspense now.
Well, that's
they just want to get to the show.
The only way
going on.
The only way we can actually air the show is to, you know, put it out there that Brad and I for sure don't condone a lot of things and don't stand for it, and we separate ourselves from what possibly might be offensive.
Absolutely. And everyone, remember, you don't have to take a bullet, but maybe you should take a joke.
Yes, I appreciate your artistic flair. And bye-bye, Mr. Divisible by Five. It was nice knowing you. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, thank you.
We'll let the audience speak and decide. Hopefully you enjoy what you've downloaded and you enjoy this show, this episode 33, Brad Nels What's News, where we give you the news you didn't need to know. Wait, I didn't know. I don't know how to do it anymore. I'm so out of touch. That's how bad. Precursor to the show you're about to listen to. Enjoy the episode, everyone. Talk to you later, Mr. Reggie Fide. I almost called you it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, enjoy the show. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey.
Who are you?
I can't think of anything that rhymes with that. Hello, it's good to be back.
Oh, it's not you, Brad. It's been forever. I forgot what you sound like.
Yeah, no, I still sound relatively the same. Hasn't changed too much, but it has been a minute.
You still sound the same.
Deep, I thought you were going to do like a sexy, whole show.
The sexy voice of yours.
I thought you were going to do like intro and then I was going to jump in. So like I wasn't quite prepared, but then you didn't do the intro.
No. I do a pre-recorded intro now. We just go right to the show.
Right. I forgot about that. As far as I forgot about because it's been so long.
I mean, last time we did a pre-recorded intro together.
I remember that.
And yeah. We never did another episode. So I was like, maybe I shouldn't have Brad do the intro with me. How the hell are you?
I am very tired, but I'm alive. You know, how are you, Nelson?
I am good. Watched some rugby today, Six Nations, England won, and then I watched some hockey right after.
Yeah, and Oilers game took a couple years off my life at the end.
It was an all right game. It's nice to see them beat a good team by, you know, allowing 650 shots against.
It's about time that we have one of those games go our way.
It is.
I just want to be outplayed and win once. Like, please. Please. We absolutely shelled Tampa. Nothing. Like, it's nice. It's nice to win one for once. You know what I mean?
Reggie's like, how far are you into the episode? Maybe I'll just get into the next one. I'm like, 1 minute.
What's the Vegas betting odds on him showing up?
Slim to none. Plus or minus, I'll take the over. He'll show up.
Mm.
It's Brad Nels. What's news? Where we give you some news stories and things that we think are all right and cool and you didn't know about. Isn't that the slogan? It's been a while.
I think that's the slogan.
I think it is. This is episode 33. There's been a long gap between 32 and 33.
Well, hasn't been much news lately.
There's been nothing happening in the world. Like, so why would you do a news podcast, you know, when there's no news, right? We're going to talk about our entire podcast life of Brad Nels. What's news has been about the dreaded C word has happened during all of that. And, you know, it's over, isn't it? It's gone. We've forgotten all about it.
I guess they just decided it was done. Honestly, you know, if we're going to try and target somebody to come on here in the future, I mean, provided he makes it out, man. Vladimir Zelensky, that's the guy. The absolute balls on this man.
Okay, so this is a question I posted to a friend of mine today. I said, imagine if Canada got invaded. Where would our prime minister go?
Well, where would any world leader be, right?
Exactly.
Like, this is a guy that not only ran as a publicity stunt. He's a stand-up comedian. He's a political, like he did political satire. He ran as a publicity stunt, won partly because Putin set it up so he would win because he wanted kind of a puppet government and he figured that Zelensky would be the least threatening to Russian interests. That didn't work out. Whoopsie daisies. Like, this has been the most idiotic, like, a couple days in history. In terms of Russia has doomed itself for the rest of time. Like,
well, they've doomed themselves till, you know, all the old KGB buddies get out of office there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too, that I don't fully understand is that, you know, I mean, obviously Putin has a lot of power, but he's primarily backed by like all these rich Russian oligarchs or whatever. They must have realized that by going in on this, they're losing everything.
Well, every bank in the world that's not in Russia sees their accounts.
Yeah, exactly. But even beyond that, like the sanctions, like the damage that this has done to the Russian economy will never be fixed. Unfixable.
Well, they basically made it where no Russian trade can happen and they can't get any money other than their Russian ruble, which is now tanking on
the Russian market. Fun fact about the ruble. You know, do you know the game Roblox?
Yeah.
I'm sure your kids probably play it.
Yep.
So the currency in Roblox is Robux. Mm-hmm. Right now, as we speak, Robux is worth more than rubles.
You know, and the sad thing, there's a lot of sad things about this. And those of you listening, you come to this show not for the serious news, but we're going to talk about it for a minute. The sad thing is the 99.9% of Russians who don't want this, and their leader has ruined their economy.
It doesn't benefit anybody. It doesn't benefit. That's the thing. It doesn't even benefit Russia because, like, I don't know what they're expecting to happen here. I mean, any chance of them getting anything from this was contingent on them being able to take Kiev and Ukraine quickly, but they've been losing terribly. They've been getting their asses kicked in. And I mean, like, Putin, oh man, like, I don't think he realizes that this isn't the fucking 80s anymore, and you can't try this. Like, the age of information destroys your propaganda a little bit, Putin. You can't be going out here saying, oh, we're going to go denazify the country that is run by a Jewish man. What are you talking about, Vladimir? Like, what do you mean? That was his whole thing. He's like, we got to go remove the Nazis from Ukraine. They are run by a Jewish guy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's not good political advancement to accuse a Jew of being Nazis.
No.
We've seen that a week ago in Canada, and now Putin's trying to do it. It just doesn't work for you politically when you mess that up.
Not a good move. It is truly bizarre. I mean, there's been like a lot of funny stories out of it. I'm not gonna pick them as my news stories because it's a little too dark, but like, I mean, stuff like the Taliban calling for peace, like it's hilarious stuff.
Bro, you know you screwed up when the Taliban are calling for peace.
You know you fucked up when the Taliban is like, hey mate, maybe just take a minute.
Hey,
just relax.
Hey, this Russia, you might want to cut back a little bit. This you're not doing this right.
You out war crimed the Taliban.
Well, and now I see today, basically, if you're like a Russian ship in the ocean, they're taking it away from you. Like, they're doing everything. They're just Turkey was stopping. Turkey was like, we'll allow boats to
a couple ships.
Yeah, so. And they're like, well, maybe not, you know. And another one too, Klitschko, the boxer, he's mayor of Kyiv, and he's on his rooftop decked out with his machine guns and everything. He's like, I'm not leaving. Right.
I'll tell you, as somebody who's grown up in Vegreville my entire life, pretty much, I could have told Putin something that I think would have really helped out in his military evaluations. Don't fuck with the Ukrainians, dude. What are you doing? They are the most petty, stubborn, downright just rude group of people. They will destroy you. What are you doing, Vladimir? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, they like came in the 1800s to take free land in North America that was in the wilderness. Like, think about it. Think about where the Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and then in the States as well. But think about these provinces, not known for the warmest, nicest climates. You know what I mean? And they came out here and built farms with their bare hands and worked the ground and established roots. It's like, yeah, like you said, stubborn.
You reject a single damn pierogi and you'll be excommunicated from the family. What do you think would happen if you tried to invade their country, you idiot? What do you think is going to happen?
You can't even get back into another wedding after you reject a pierogi or cabbage roll.
They're like, I genuinely, and I mean, obviously there's a difference in motivation. I mean, Russian soldiers, most of them don't believe in this or didn't know what was going on. Like, they were lied to. And they're fighting for nothing, and these Ukrainians are fighting for their lives and their homes. So obviously the motivation difference. And I mean, think of the boost it has on you when your president is fighting alongside of you, and when Biden sends an offer that he's nearby and can evacuate him, Zelensky responds, I need ammunition, not a ride. Like the balls on this man. And then Biden sent him hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, it's crazy. Like, this is whether he lives or dies. And I mean, obviously, there's a higher chance that he dies than lives. Zelensky will go down as one of the greatest, not just heroes of Ukraine. I mean, he will be like the greatest Ukrainian hero of all time. But like, he will go down as like a great hero. Like, the what he is doing right now is unheard of. This whole like a political leader in the three.
Hey, Vladimir Putin, you're back.
The Russians got us.
Well, through the miracle of technology, they'll just hear a little gap in your talk, and then it'll pick right back up.
Just fuzzies out randomly. Sorry, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it, Putin. Hail to the motherland. It was a joke.
Is Anchor and Spotify in cahoots?
Wouldn't surprise me. I'm sorry, Vladimir. Forgive me. But no, anyways, what I was saying is, Zelensky, man, like...
Well, okay, well, you were saying, yeah, the guy's a legend. And you know what? How long till Prime and Amazon and Disney and all these streaming outlets make their version of this hero?
You got to get Jeremy Renner to play him. Mm-hmm. They look exactly the same pretty
Jeremy much. Renner's on fire. Have you seen Mayor of Kingstown?
I have not, but I just know that he looks like Zelensky.
Yeah, great show. Reggie Fede, Mr. Divisible by Five, will be joining us.
Oh, will he be?
I've got his wife to scold him and get him. When all else fails, go to the wife and get the wife to talk to him. He's hooking up his computer. He's taking it downstairs so he can record. Apparently. Allegedly. Instant reporting from the sidelines.
We will see.
So let's riff a little more on Ukraine and Russia. I honestly thought when they were approaching Kyiv last night, I was like, oh, it's going to fall. We're going to lose this president.
Yeah, me too.
And then I woke up this morning, quickly got on Twitter. I'm like, there he is, still doing his thing, being the president of the Ukraine and kicking ass. Soups, Reggie Fede, Mr. Divisible. And there he goes.
Nope, and he's gone.
Never mind. Well, he showed up. So if you were betting he wouldn't, you lost. So
rigged.
But yes, Russia, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're not.
The military advancement by the Russians has been a disaster. I mean, nothing has gone according to plan. The fact they're even talking about negotiations mean this is going horribly wrong for them. And I mean, so far, all they've managed to capture is an airport that they then immediately lost.
And
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Which a place which okay, but if you mess with it, you die too. Like.
That was the first thing they captured. What the hell? It's like, great victory. We got Chernobyl back.
Like, it makes sense because it's like a direct route to Kyiv, like for like attacking, because obviously there's like nothing there in the fucking Chernobyl zone, because I mean it's radioactive, and
for like another 200 years,
all the radiation levels were going like crazy. I think it's because of the dust and stuff that
they're saying they're kicking up all the dust. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, so,
good job, Russians.
Good job. Your entire army just got cancer.
The earth is trying to cure what you guys already tried to ruin, and now you just kicked it all back up. Man, Russian bumbles. Yeah, and they're ruined. I don't think their economy recovers for a while.
Well, not only that, but their reputation. I mean, okay, like it's not like they had a good reputation to begin with, but like it will never recover. Like it's over. Like, but the country, I mean, once again, the ruble is worth less than Robux.
Hello, Reggie. Welcome.
Hello, Reginald.
We had 9 minutes or 7 minutes going and Russia cut us off, so we've reestablished connection. So we're just riffing on Russia and how stupid Russia is. Any thoughts, Soups? Mr. Divisible by 33. Soups.
Oh, no. The Russians got him, too.
Reggie, we heard you. He said hello. Man, the Russians are picky. They're sensitive. You say hello on our podcast, and the Russians take it. Did they poison you? Soups.
They would be so damaging.
Reggie.
Oh, there it is.
Hey. You're alive. Yeah, we can hear you. I was telling everybody that I had to get your wife to scold you and give you heck for not coming on.
Oh, yeah. I was in the shower. I didn't know you guys were going to go so soon, so.
Well, see, a couple of things happened. The Oilers game ended. My wife's like, well, I haven't done anything with you yet, so you might as well get this over with. And also, I have to go in a couple hours to pick my daughters up from their basketball tournament. So.
Yeah. For sure, no worries. It's just that your podcasters get a little less Reggie, and I don't know.
We haven't even started.
Well, we haven't started yet.
Russia cut us off once, and they're probably going to cut us off again.
Is that why when I joined, I just see Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, he's in here spying on us.
Nice.
Welcome to the show, Brad. Let me try this again. It's been so long. Brad Nels, what's new? We find stories that are got newses and and things and happen. We let you know you didn't know about it.
People do things.
And no one's heard about Ukraine and Russia war, where Russia invaded Ukraine. Did you hear about that?
What's this?
Russia invading Ukraine.
I thought that was like a 200-year-old thing to do. You don't invade anymore.
Do you hear about the president of Ukraine refusing to leave and just fighting with his people?
Yeah, like he's taking videos like on the streets. He's just like, "I'm here, motherfucker.
Come get me."
Yeah. I think him and Vladimir Putin should just have a fist fight.
Who'd win?
Who's the best Vladimir?
You know what? The Ukrainian person, he's got balls of steel. Like, he's got vigor, he's got courage, and he seems like a little bit younger. But Putin,
yes,
I think he's a jiu-jitsu black belt. Which belt is he?
Well, come on. He plays charity hockey games and scores 40 goals because no one breathes on him.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever seen that clip of Putin skating and he trips and just eats total shit?
Yeah, and everyone laughs, but they hide it because if they get seen laughing, they'll all be shot.
I think
Putin's taekwondo black belt, jiu-jitsu black belt's worth about as much as the 14 gold bricks I have sitting downstairs.
It's a Dwight Schrute black belt. Like,
yeah.
It's Okay, Vladimir, karate master.
Man. It would suck to be in those kind of countries, man. You ever see those North Korea videos where they're like doing like the army is like doing demonstrations with their guns and or they're like jumping and kicking shit? And then after every single one, everybody gets up and is like clapping and everyone's trying to clap harder than the other person. And nobody wants to be the last person clapping because Mr. Kim Jong-un is standing right there.
And he'll shoot you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Brad Nels, what's news? We're back, baby. Larger than ever and twice as ugly.
Yeah.
That's because I haven't cut my hair or shaved in forever.
And we're twice as old.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been, what, 6 years since our last episode?
Oh, geez.
I didn't even recognize Brad's voice when he got on.
No.
No. I'm not even sure this is Brad talking. Brad, are you there, Brad?
It's not. It's Vladimir Putin.
Brad?
This is.
Vladimir oh, so he Putin. Does answer. Does he answer to Brad? It's not Brad. No. Anyway,
The backstory behind the Vladimir Putin thing. It's just like my name on Anchor right now. Is Jagmeet Singh.
Jagmeet. Jagmeet is his proper Jagmeet. Way of saying. Is it Jagmeet?
Leader of the NDP party.
Who backed the emergency measures, and we need them for another month, and then the next morning they were taken away.
He put, what happened to the fascist dictatorship I was...
And there goes Brad. He's been kicked off now by Jagmeet Singh. Yeah. Let me make a note here. Stop talking about Russia. And the Canadian NDP party.
just stop saying anything that even remotely close to criticizing any government.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most disjointed Brad Nels. What's news? You thought the first few episodes were horrible to listen to. This one is just, falling off the rails. Soups, did you bring a story today, or?
No, I was gonna look at a story after I got out of the shower and see if I can find one, but I didn't yet. I had to bring all of my shit to the basement to get away from the family because they make a bunch of noise.
That's like me. Welcome to fatherhood. Yeah, as the kids get older, they just get louder.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
people laugh at me usually because the kid comes in, opens the deep freeze while I'm recording in here, and takes a popsicle, and then 2 minutes later another one, and so on and so forth. And they go, "Oh man, can't you control those kids?" Well, have kids. You realize real fast you can't control them.
Nope.
The most stubborn animal on the planet is a child. There's not a more stubborn animal. I can probably get a horse to drink before I can get my children to listen to me.
Even right before I took a shower, my kids are screaming at each other because they both wanted the squishy ball with like little balls inside of it. And like they both wanted that one ball. But like we bought our daughter something and Clark something, and he got the ball and she got like a little baby toy, and she just kept on trying to steal his ball. I mean, that was the thing. Try to tell a 1 year old, no, you can't have balls.
I'm not touching that one. let's do another. I hope
not. It would be weird if you did.
New feature on Brad Nell's What's News. Reggie Fide's parenting tips. So what's another parenting tip you've got?
Well, you just said it. Don't touch that one.
Well, that was me. These are your tips.
Oh, yeah, right. My second parenting tip. If you hang them upside down, they do stop crying eventually. And they don't get shaken baby syndrome. It's a plus. Plus, plus. Win-win.
Nice. I just came up with the title of this episode, if we ever get it going. Reggie's parenting tips and news. Any what's something you shouldn't do as a parent?
What's something you shouldn't do as a parent?
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing to never do as a parent is to say yes to your child when they ask you for something. Never, ever just say yes. Always say this, right? If your child comes up to you and says, Daddy, can I have chocolate milk? You say, no, but you can have a little bit of milk and I'll put some chocolate in it.
Right.
It makes them know that you're in control.
You got to be the boss.
Exactly.
Parenting tips.
Should we do another one? You got any other parenting tips, advice?
Oh, geez. Just off the top of my head.
Wisdom. Yeah. Well, we're filling time till Brad shows up.
Keep the kids out of the basement.
Wait, we live in our basement pretty much. Oh. It's our living room.
There's like lots of things they can get into. They could just like, there's like a little hole right by the, there's like a drainage hole in the basement, and you just mm-hmm. want to keep them away from there and stuff.
Well, when you have a bunch of boys in your house, that's the extra bathroom when the bathroom's full.
Oh, I peed in there so many times when I was a kid.
Just the biggest pee trap in your entire house is that one in the drain in the floor.
Man.
And by pee trap, that's what it's called in plumbing. It's where the pipe bends down and then back up to hold water in there so smells don't come through and kill you.
If I was a,
when but I was a teenager, you literally made it a pee trap.
Yes. When I was a teenager, we didn't have one, but if we did, it would be something else too.
Yeah. Yeah. Any I'm other
talking,
tips?
I'm talking about ejaculation.
The E trap.
The right? E trap.
This is just.
What's the next tip? If you have a girl, you go back to no front to back, front to back. Almost fucked that up. You go front to, you go front to back. It's really important.
Yep. I'm just re-emailing our intrepid co-host. Keep talking. Keep digging a hole or whatever it is you're doing. I'm not paying attention.
Why do you assume I'm digging? Never mind.
This is Reggie we're talking about.
I'm matured now. I've changed. Viewers, I know Nels isn't listening, but I've changed. I'm a different man than I once was. And I'm just excited to have all of you along for the ride to see the transformation. I went from a maggot to a beautiful butterfly to one of Putin's fighter jets.
Oh my god.
Up in the sky, soaring, freedom.
Could you not hear me this entire
time? No, no, we couldn't hear you.
For the past 10 goddamn minutes.
You weren't even on the list.
I was. I've been listening to your entire conversation about all your parenting tips.
So instead, we're boring all our faithful listeners in Azerbaijan with parenting tips.
I literally was trying to interrupt so many times. But it just wasn't working.
they legit are thinking, and all the listeners are thinking, this is how they parent in Canada.
Here is the news.
Let's get to the news. We're who wants to give a news. Story first?
Top story coming at you from the news today. Shaquille O'Neal says gorillas freak out when he comes near them, and Zoo Miami executive confirms.
He confirmed it.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, because my little green dot went out and I was like, oh no. So there's a couple of different reasons. It could be perhaps his size intimidating them. I think maybe they've seen his highlights might be part of it. But I thought it was kind of a funny little story that Shaquille O'Neal scares gorillas.
You know, they're not scared. They're excited. They're like, hopefully we're going to play him in a free throw contest. They're not freaked out. They're excited. Oh, yes! Free throw contest. Because we all know how well Shaquille O'Neal did at free throws. I think he should have done the Jackie Moon style, which is like granny toss from you know, which movie was that? The basketball one with Will Ferrell. Skip my brain for a minute. Anyway, whatever. It was so good. We all remember the name.
I think they're looking at him being like, that's our next step, boys. We're going to beat him one day.
What?
I'm not touching this.
What are you talking about, Reggie? Tall and
what are you suggesting?
Very, very kind man who buys stuff for random strangers, like when they need to buy a wedding ring or a car or a new truck.
I don't know.
Like they're hoping they further to evolve into humans and they can play sports and make a good living.
I don't know you. I don't know if you guys are creationists or evolutionists, but just to run you down really quickly, there's this theory out there. It's called the evolutionary theoretical periodic hypnosis theory, and what happens is that, like, through our lifetime, every next step of the table of charts and of freedoms and charters and people become like something else that's not what they were before, and what they were before is something that's not what they're going to be. So then, like, that's basically what happens.
This has been Science by Reggie. I hope you enjoyed that segment. Brad, do you need a shovel? Because I can't find one because Reggie took them all to bury himself.
Ah.
Aha. Aha. Anyway. Well, thank you for that. Are you science? Where did you get your degree, Reggie? Your science evolution
degree? I don't believe in degrees. I believe in Wikipedia.
Well, Wikipedia's can be better than probably. Yeah. Anyway. My story. I'm using old stories.
Wait, are we just moving on already? We're not going to talk about Shaquille O'Neal a little bit more?
Well, why? No, there goes Brad. Brad, if you can still hear us, it says you've left the show. So, I'm going to go on to the next story.
All right, what's your story?
Parents must pay their 43-year-old son $30,000 for throwing out his extensive porn collection. A Western Michigan couple has been ordered to pay $30,441 to their 43-year-old son after throwing out his extensive porn collection. U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney, of course it was a guy, right? He understands. The couple had no right to throw out the collection, which consisted of films, magazines, toys, the value of which had been estimated between $10,000 and $30,000. So these parents who threw out the porn collection have to pay their son $30,000. Let's see. He moved. His parents had delivered the boxes, but they were all destroyed. All the items were destroyed. Reggie, did your parents ever throw your porn collection out?
No. I've never got caught like watching porn as a child.
I would hope not.
I just had sly comments thrown at me as I walk out of the bathroom after sitting there for like an hour.
All right. As a child.
As a child, yeah.
Brad, did you catch my story? Did you hear it?
I got removed again by the Russians. I just got the end part of Reggie talking about something about like pornography and children. I'm not. I missed that.
My story was parents were ordered to pay $30,000 for throwing out their 43 or 48 year old son's porn collection.
All right, listen, you don't throw away your kid's porn. Like, it's just not right. It's not, you know what? Online, that guy, right? If you have $10,000, $30,000 worth of porn, more than likely that guy rapes without the porn. That porn is suppressing that guy from raping. And guess what?
You're giving us a lot of information about yourself.
You're going to be the first one, Mom.
Confessions.
This is what happens when you move up a podcast from 2 hours later to 2 hours earlier and you catch Reggie in the shower.
Tell me he's not going to rape without the porn. Tell me that. Tell me.
How do you know he's going to rape anyone?
Oh, he rapes. Get out of here if you think he doesn't rape.
Is this more of your science degree coming through here? Or are you a psychologist now?
You know what? I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. As always, during our show there, gentlemen, if you can think of a title for this episode, please let me know. So far, my title is Reggie's Parenting Tips and News.
No, the title is He Definitely Rapes.
He Definitely Rapes. I might not go with that. I don't know where we are in the show because it's cut in and out so much, but let's say we're at the middle of the show. You know what that means. Brad, what does it mean when we hit the middle of the show?
I know I used to do a bit about not knowing, but I genuinely do not remember.
All right, perfect.
Actually, wait. Well, no, we do the weather. I remember that now.
Uh-huh. What else?
Geography class. And also,
which I think I'm going to let Reggie talk about geography today.
Me?
He's a science man.
Oh.
And what else? Unqualified advice. Those are the staples. Okay. So.
Which one do you want me to do?
We'll get to you.
I already gave some unqualified advice.
Yeah, you clearly have. But hey, we'll do some more. But first, Brad Sonnenberg with the weather.
Hello, I'm here to do the weather. And looking out at the weather today, I don't know. I honestly have not been outside in hours, even days. So I cannot confirm. But from my window in my bedroom, looking out on the patio of my apartment complex, it looks like the guy with the snowblower did in fact come today. So good for him. I can also report the homeless guy that always eats our trash is in fact eating our trash as we speak.
Breaking news.
But I mean, that's to be expected at this point. He's very efficient at it. You really got to pick up the pace there, Nels, picking up garbage, because this guy's beating you to it all.
Yeah, well, I don't have to pick up the pace.
But as someone who's not been outside in many, many hours, I don't know what it's like outside.
But there's weather.
Well, it's still out there, I think. I mean, we haven't been nuked yet, so.
Well, there you go. That's a positive. We have weather. Seeing that Reggie's joined us, I'm going to quickly turn it over to Reggie for today's sports update. Reggie.
Thank you very much, Nels. I am on the field, as you know. I'm here watching the Edmonton Elks fight against the Calgary Flames. And what's interesting is when Tyler Barinon hits the ball over to the other side of the court, and the birdie drops on the ground. You kind of see this face, this grimace coming from Steven Einstein. Anyways, it's pretty cold out here, so I'm looking forward to getting back into the newsroom and hitting on Jessica. That would be great. Anyways, I'll turn it back to you. Thank you.
One more question for you, Reggie.
What?
Are you still there? The big injury today. How did that big injury happen?
Well, as you know, Nels, lacrosse is a very physical sport. And when you throw the football, a lot of the times it can get caught on the fingertip. And it just ripped that fingernail right back. He's missing. It's gone. All of it's gone. I just want to, you know, send some love to him. I hope for a speedy recovery, because he is on my fantasy list.
All right, and your next assignment just came across. We'll be covering women's water polo next time, so be prepared for that.
Fortunately, women don't do sports. Back to you.
All right. What makes that the best is Reggie watches zero sports, and he managed to mention like six. So
pretty impressive.
Good on you, Reggie. I'm not sure the comments about fingernails being ripped off will be well received, but other than that, I think it was a great report.
Yeah, that did sound like a pretty good report. Yeah,
I loved your reporting from the sidelines voice you got there. Brad, what do you think? Should we hire him as a sports reporter? I think he did pretty well.
He clearly seems very knowledgeable about the sports.
Yes, the Elk playing the Flames. That's bang on. Random geographical location of the week. Can Nell screw up words he reads on a screen? Today we're going to far away Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, cool.
It's a, It's a dormant volcano in Tanzania. It has three volcanic cones, Kibo, Mawenzi, and Shira. It is the highest mountain in Africa, one of the seven peaks, if you're going to climb all the highest peaks on each continent. It's also the highest single freestanding mountain above sea level. So that's measuring right from the very bottom of the earth. Well, sea level, the bottom of what we would, the mantle, I guess. It's higher than Mauna Kea. It stands from seafloor, 19,341 feet. And it's 16,000 above the plateau base on the ground. Highest volcano in Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. Kilimanjaro is the fourth most topographically prominent peak on Earth. It is part of the Kilimanjaro National Park and a major hiking and climbing destination because of its shrinking glaciers and ice fields, which are projected to disappear between 2025 and 2035. It has been the subject of many scientific studies. Mount Kilimanjaro, our random geographical location of the week. Gentlemen, this is one of my favorite sections and moments of the show is unqualified advice, because who better to answer it than Reggie and Brad and Nels? So today's question. Are you ready, Brad?
Always.
Are you ready, Reggie?
Always.
Thank you. Brad and Reggie sound exactly alike.
Thank you, Brad.
How often does the average American eat fast food per week?
What? I thought this was an advice question.
It's not an advice question. It's somebody wants to know how often do Americans eat. This is clearly someone from probably Russia or...
They're trying to get intel. Nope.
That's three.
Nope. Wrong guy to try to get intel from, Vladimir. Fuck
they,
you.
They eat three fast foods per week?
I feel like three or four. I feel like the over-under would be 3.5. Like
for meals a week?
Reggie, what do you think? Fast food meals.
Fast food meals? Three at a time, a sitting?
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say Americans eat no fast food a week. Americans eat greens and they eat meat because they're strong and they can never be invaded. Nice try.
I'm going to say... easy, five times a week. Easy. Maybe more. Maybe three times a day, times five, 15 times a week. Americans, if there's one thing they love more than guns, it's eating fast food.
Yeah, it's true.
That's my guess. I have a source here from eDiets.com. If you're an average American, you probably consume three hamburgers and four orders of fries each week, or an average of 159 fast food meals each year.
Oh my gosh, 159 a year?
That was published January 1st, 2005. So, yeah, you know what? It's probably like 559, man. If you're an American listening to the show, feel free to email Reggie at reggiefadade@unqualifiedopinions.com. Absolutely. And he will fight it tooth and nail and confirm. I'm going to ask a question. How much fast food do you eat a week, Reggie? And Brad, Reggie, you go first.
Probably one. Well, I what's fast food exactly, right? Because I love Wild Wing, but
that's fast food.
Is that fast food?
Sure, it's in a strip mall. It's fast food.
Let's say one or two a week, one or two times a week, I'll eat fast food.
Brad,
I would probably say around the same. It depends. I mean, yeah, I would say the average would be twice.
It was more deeper in the pandemic. It was
Yeah, same. But I think around that. I mean, it's tricky because like where I live now, I'm in close proximity to everything, so it's kind of hard to resist the temptation a little bit.
What's your address there?
What my address?
Like your street address? Yeah, like what your mailing address?
Well, the
like...
Russians are listening in on us. That's not getting leaked.
he won't crack. I'm gonna go with I probably have five a week, and I weigh 622 pounds, and I'm okay with it because next week is gonna be eight times I eat because I'm Canadian, so it doesn't matter. You said Americans in the question.
You do weigh 600 pounds, but you're also like 8 feet tall, so like you wear it very well.
Don't tell them what I look like. I don't want them to. Not a lot of 8 foot tall people walking around 620. Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Any news from the police RCMP blotter in the Vegreville area?
Yeah. Well, a little bit of a shout out. I've been running recently a semi-popular Instagram account called Vegreville News Highlights, where you can see a lot of these
News
blotter updates. Yes. Yeah, it's on Instagram.
I'm looking this up.
What is it?
If you follow right now, you'll be the 69th follower.
Reggie, get on that.
I'm going to follow right now.
Wait, I'm going to unfollow quick.
Vegreville what?
It's just Vegreville News Highlights, lowercase one word altogether. Like,
I'm going to unfollow.
No!
Did you follow yet?
It says it's 69 followers right now.
I'm 69.
It went up. Damn it. Reggie clinched 69.
Wait, what's it at for followers now?
Did it refresh?
Let me see this.
Yeah, it's back down to 68.
So now bam, who's 69? Reggie and I are 69ing. Reggie, we both are 69ing.
We're both 69ing?
Oh, wait a minute. That probably doesn't sound as cool as it did in my brain.
I don't know what goes on in the garbage business, but
this is perfect for this show. Multiple calls from an individual out of province claiming that an area resident was using technology, including listening devices, to listen to the individual and make people sick. Mental health is a factor.
Brad, what's your favorite one so far from the blog?
Well, I have a lot that I haven't posted. I save them for dry spells just because I had a large catalog. But of the ones that are currently posted up on here, I am very fond of complainant from Saskatchewan called Will in the area to indicate that he was having trouble sleeping due to thoughts about the oil companies defrauding truck drivers by supplying them oil that leaks. Members listened to the complainant's concerns and then suggested he get a good night's sleep and contact them again if he can provide evidence of a criminal offense. This guy from Saskatchewan calls in a lot. There's one, I got to find it
somewhere. So it's kind of like, it's like Florida Man, but guy from Saskatchewan.
Guy from Saskatchewan, man.
I want to hear that call.
Yeah, well, he calls in all the time. There was one where he's like talking about like green balloons listening in on him. It's really fascinating stuff.
Oh, where did he call? Just like the police station or
911? Yeah,
911.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, in our newspaper here, Vegreville News Advertiser, shout out to them. Great coverage. They weekly, page two, you open the inside first page, turn over from the front page. There you have the RCMP blotter, and it gives you like 80 calls or 30 calls. Depends how busy they were. Of some of the strange and wonderful things that have been happening for the Vegreville detachment. And Brad is kind enough to post those, and I laugh every time.
Just the best ones, but I have a lot stored up that I could.
You want to just give us a read us one of your future ones?
Okay. I'd have to go into the archives.
Like an exclusive
one. I'd have to like scroll through and find them, but it's honestly crazy just like how much of a wild west Vegreville is. Like, it's wild, man. Place is crazy.
You guys have a lot of crime down there.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's like the same three people who just get released from jail every week. Like most of it is like harmless, like people like just like doing like meth and shit. So it's not too bad. And then they get caught and then released and then they go and do more meth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
just, and then get back out and talk about weird things.
You promise you won't do meth this time, Terry?
I won't.
Some of them write sequels to the Bible, actually.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer to any Terrys living in Vegreville, we don't actually mean you. We're just using the name Terry.
This episode of Brad and Nels is sponsored by Bernard Krapko's A Third Testament, a collection of contemporary poetry. He's one of my favorite ones. He literally...
Who's this?
You don't know Bernie?
Bernard what?
You don't know Bernie? How have you lived in Vegreville this long? Okay, Bernie... There's
this I didn't ask who this is. That was Reggie. He's never lived in Vegreville. I know who Bernie is.
Yeah, of course you know who Bernie is.
Has Bernie seen me act? Is he a fan?
No, Bernie's never been on one of our plays.
Yeah, fuck Bernie.
And Bernie's a legend, man. If you ever turn a corner and you get a hint of weed, you know Bernie's nearby. Bernie. Yes. He literally wrote a book.
Was it not published?
Small Town
Farm. It is. I have a signed copy, actually.
Oh,
like a cool. Poem.
Who wrote the foreword? Like, who wrote the the review on the book?
Bernard Krapko. Here's his review of his own book. This is on the back. Right, Bernard Krapko's poetry sparkles with wit, humor, and the playfulness of words. Written in his unique rhyming style, the collection is a testament to life. The poems cut a wide swath, entertaining a variety of subjects, from seniors to farming to pain. Funny, nostalgic, and always passionate, they are reflective and honest. A number of the poems first appeared in local Vegreville newspapers. But it's like a sequel to the Bible. Like, when I used to work at the radio station, he would burst in and he'd be like, "I am the saint of Vegreville." And like, he'd be like demanding that we like read his poetry on the air and stuff. He's a super nice guy. Like I love Bernie, but yeah, I managed to get a signed copy of his book. My girlfriend Tabitha got it for me accidentally. So
it's accidentally
prized possessions.
I'm going to say this. You know what? Anyone out there, whether you're well off, you're struggling, you're doing great, you're a dreamer, you're working hard. If you've got a dream and you want to chase it and get published as a poet, as a writer, do podcasts, write plays. You know what? My hat's off to you. I stand behind you.
Would you guys like a taste of Bernie's
please.
Poetry?
Please. Yeah,
this is one of my personal favorite poems of his.
I just want to make it clear, Brad. We're chuckling, but I do admire people chasing.
Oh, yeah. I admire Bernie. Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, this is Girls by Bernard Krapko.
Oh, my goodness.
And I want you to
it's called Girls.
Unique rhyming style. So just
is this
just
like please, the Eminem of poetry? Here we go.
Please note the rhyming scheme.
Vegreville's best poet.
Girls make the world go round.
Wait, he's just taking lines out of Queen songs. Fat bottom girls make the world
go round. Girls make the world go round. Everywhere you look, they are on the ground. Hopefully yours will be found. Then you can buy a drink all the way around. As was said, there's one for each of us. It wasn't meant for them to cuss. It's on the ball or on the bus. Wasn't meant for them to fuss. Girls are God's gift to man. All she has to do is wave her fan. She should be handy with her pot and pan. But not enough for politics have ran. Girls are kind, sympathetic.
Wait, what was the line before that? What was that?
She should be handy with her pot and pan. Not enough for politics have ran.
Oh.
He really covers both ends of the spectrum. Girls are kind, sympathetic, and understanding. They should laugh and sing, and much joy should bring, never ready for a fling. Girls are the elixir of the human race, especially if you were dealt an ace. For life, they naturally set the pace. I would like to see less of the divorce case. Girls by Bernard Krapko.
Okay, so Reggie, you should take offense to this, because in your sports report, you said women shouldn't play sports. He doesn't mention that girls shouldn't play sports.
I don't know what's up with that. It's one of the things is hate about our culture is that misogynists are not equally represented. It pisses me off because they want to equally represent like the blacks and the gays.
But not the misogies. Stop.
How come the misogies don't get some fair treatment?
Probably because they're misogies, as you call them. Oh. I love your woke attitude to naming misogynists misogies.
This is all on you, Nels. You brought.
I was thinking about naming them misos, but I don't want to mix them up with the misophonians.
He's your coworker. I have no part in this. I completely disagree, and I do think women should have roles in society. However, after having to hear Leah Hextall call a couple hockey games. You know, it does shift your perspective a tiny bit, I will say. But well, that being I, said,
I'm not going there at all, because I think the world's fine with more women in power and having roles and getting rid of some of the annoying
work on genocide.
Getting rid of all the men.
I think the world is great with more women in power, like at daycares and stuff.
Oh my god. See, this is my fault, Brad, because he's Mr. Divisible by 5, and episode 33 is not divisible by 5. So it screwed him up. It's messed up his whole
brain. As someone who's known Reggie for a while now, this is exactly how he always is, whether the episode can be divisible by 5 or by 3.
What? Brad throws Reggie under the bus. And the best part is people listening in, say, Azerbaijan or Thailand or wherever. Australia. They'll never meet Reggie.
Putin blocked us in those countries now. We're not getting through to our audience anymore.
This Brad Nels, what's news? Hugely popular, North Korea, where they're 60 years behind in technology. Like Reggie's viewpoints. Anyway, Brad, you got another story. That was the middle of the show.
No, I'm all out of stories. I just figured I'd read some Bernie poetry and it would cover me.
Oh, you switched? Okay, then I'll do the story. Unless Reggie's got a secret story he found. No poop stories, Reggie? That's normal, Reggie.
No.
Machinery and Machines by Bernard Krapko. The damn machines have taken over. There is no difference between him and her. Pretty soon, the machine you will be calling Sir. Betcha it wouldn't even cause a stir. From computers to robots building cars. What the hell gives us more time in the bars? And time to gaze at the stars and drink whiskey by the jars. Where 10 were on the payroll, now is one machine. 10 less paychecks and 10 people more lean. Most know what this means. What? Most know what this means. What's for supper? Beans. Your computer turns your mind into a sieve. Your memorization is all you give. Looking back, why do you live? Some hungry bastard in you will stick a shiv. So what's the next step? Humans become vegetables. I doubt that. First they become fools. Nuclear, better wait till it cools. This kind of power was created by the many ghouls. That's my contribution for today.
All right. Please find your favorite one to read us out after I do my next story.
Machinery and Machines by Bernard Krapko.
Did you know just...
The machines have taken over.
Okay,
there
I see.
There's no difference between him and her.
The machine that is Brad is skipping.
Pretty soon, the machine you will be calling Sir. Sir, what was that?
Nothing. I said you're skipping, aren't you?
The damn machines have taken over.
Okay. Is this your favorite poem of Bernie Krapko's?
You want to hear my favorite one?
I want you to save it for the end.
As I just wrote a poem.
Okay. I'll do my story, then we'll do Reggie's poem, and we'll go out with Bernard Krapko's. Okay,
Reggie, is your poem about women and or ethnic minorities?
No, it has nothing to do with any of my values.
Okay, so let me do the last story, because it sounds like we've gone into the world of Brad Nels What's News way far out there. And as somebody who is working on season 2 of Mountain Mysteries, which deals with spoiler alert if you haven't listened to episode 1 monster or season 1 monsters in the category of Bigfoot, this news story: Oklahoma lawmakers want to create an official Bigfoot hunting season. Bigfoot may not be real, but one lawmaker in Oklahoma wants to create a hunting season for him anyway. Just don't plan on shooting the actual squatch. I want to be really clear that we are not going to kill Bigfoot, State Rep Justin Humphrey, the Republican behind the bill, told the Oklahoman. We're going to trap a live Bigfoot. We're not promoting killing Bigfoot. We're promoting hunting Bigfoot, trying to find evidence of Bigfoot. The bill doesn't specify that. The text, as introduced by Humphrey, directs the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to create rules, dates, license, and fees establishing a Bigfoot hunting season. Humphrey told the NBC station KFOR that he would work on the specifics with the commission, which would include a $25,000 bounty for someone who traps the cryptid. The commission doesn't seem interested. But there you go. They wouldn't want to kill Bigfoot. They just want to trap Bigfoot to prove Bigfoot's real.
It's a good way to increase tourism, I suppose.
That's what I thought it was going to be more for, was to just create. Yeah, I got a Bigfoot license. I'm going to run around Oklahoma shooting at what I think is big. I haven't shaved in a while. I would probably get shot being 8 feet tall and 625 pounds, eating six meals a week at American fast food. I'd probably be considered Bigfoot. So, yeah. Thoughts, Reggie, on Bigfoot hunting season?
I think it's interesting that there was two stories today that are quite similar in that they both involve things that will one day be Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal should stay out of Oklahoma while this Bigfoot hunting
breaking
season's...
news.
He definitely should.
Breaking news. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he welcomes offers by Azerbaijan and Turkey to organize talks with Moscow as Russian troops continue their invasion. Azerbaijan is coming through in the clutch to save us all.
Say they're big fans of Brad Nell's What's News, and breaking now, Brad reports that they're coming through to organize a meeting between the two presidents.
They're helping out.
Let's not have the meeting there in Moscow, though.
The damn machines have taken over. There is no difference between.
Wait, that can't be. That can't be your favorite poem.
Actually, you want my favorite poem?
Not yet, Brad. Because Reggie's with breaking news instantly right now. Says he's written a poem. I can't wait.
Okay. Before disclaimer. In case I ever run for office and this gets clipped, I have nothing to do with this man. I do not share any of his values or beliefs. And
are you going to run for office?
The opinions of Reggie Fide do not reflect those.
Disclaimer: Does the opinions of Reggie Fide do not affect or reflect? I mean, the views of Brad Nell's What's News.
It might affect them, but doesn't reflect.
Might affect them, but it doesn't reflect them.
I do not support this. Nell's can support whatever he wants.
I don't support whatever Reggie's gonna say in the following 47 minutes or the previous 47 minutes.
You guys keep saying Reggie, and I just want to remind everyone: when I am not Reggie, like the Reggie that you see out and about. That's a different. I am Mr. Divisible by Five, and the guy that you can. And now you got me here on a Divisible by Three. So I'm Mr. Divisible by Five, brought to you by Divisible by Three.
All right. This
you
poem.
Guys keep saying Reggie. I'm not. Who is this Reggie? Who is this
yes.
Reggie guy?
Soups, give her, take her away. I can't okay. wait. We're bated again, breath waiting.
Just a poem I just drummed up right now. Inspired by Mr. Bernie Sanders. Bernie, what's his name again?
Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders.
Well, we weren't talking about Bernie Sanders, were we? It was Bernie, love Krapko. The woman.
Krapko.
Okay. Get back in the kitchen. For I am hungry for some chicken. I will not rest until I'm picking a new woman to suck my dick. Or ride on a pogo stick to watch those boobs bob up and down. I will never have a mad frown if she dresses as a clown. And her fat ass I will pound. Worship her ass like I'm in the clergy, but she better be down for a giant dirty orgy. That's it.
Oh, it's done. I didn't know how farther you were going to go off with that.
No, I could keep going, but then I couldn't pay attention to your guys' news stories. If I
safe to say that. This episode's never seen the light of day.
What?
This episode will never be published.
No, you're not going to what?
it'll be published. It'll never be promoted on Facebook, or this will be the hidden episode. The episode that got made, put out there, but never listened to.
This is on you, okay? You invited this man.
New title. Brad Nell's What's News, episode 33. What has Nell's done?
Brad, if you were to run for office, which office would you run for? Or sorry, which side would you be on, whatever you call it?
Well, it's not going to matter now because my entire political legacy has been ruined before it's even begun.
Would you actually ever run for any sort of political position?
It's too much. The issue is, I mean, you can go in with whatever good intentions and ideas or whatever. The system is set up so you need to become part of the filth to work your way up. You
100%.
You just can't win. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't. The party system in general is pretty bad, and like there's not really any winning. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm always open to it, of course, but it just doesn't feel like it's the kind of thing you can win. You know, it's just
yeah,
it's just a loss.
One of those you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah, it's the exact same philosophy.
Yeah.
Batman. You also said you did say the poem didn't contain anything to do with women. You did.
No.
Are you talking about men there?
I don't think that I ever said the word woman. Did I?
That it had nothing to do with women, and you were talking about, like, were you talking about men? That's just all I'm curious about.
I could yeah, sure. What, you know what? It's open for interpretation mostly. Like whenever I write a poem and I put it out there, and it just kind of takes a life of its own, I think. And then whatever people take out of it is what it is.
It's art. Art is always open for interpretation.
I gotta go take a shower after this. And I actually have to take a shower. I'm gross.
You know what? Stan Craig, this may be our all-time highest listened episode.
Very possible.
Like all are when Reggie's on.
Well, there was that one episode, Niles, where you condoned racism.
So I never condoned racism.
I don't know if you remember that
one. You condoned racism?
You did. No, there's an episode I didn't. There.
When which did race, I condone though? Like, racism?
Which race do you hate the most? That's a good question. Can you rank them? Like all the races? Like
Daytona 500, like Grand Prix.
And like, do you like people if they get like more like lighter? Like the lighter skin tone?
Okay, we're not doing this, guys. Like, I draw the line at a lot of
you
things.
Did, you did. No, it wasn't. You no, didn't no. endorse racism, but you refused to condemn it one of the episodes. I can't remember which one.
You did your standard Brad thing, which is try to twist everyone else's word.
I'm not trying to twist anybody's words.
That's exactly how I feel whenever I come on here. Is you guys trying to make me look like a misogynist, racist piece of shit.
You wrote the poem of your own accord, Daya. I don't know what to tell you.
Inspired by Bernie, so if anybody's all that, it's Bernie.
Well, it was fun. This is our farewell episode, Brad Nils. What's news? We will never be on the air again.
All right, restart the episode.
Restart the episode.
I'll be gooder.
That's cool. It's never going to exist. But hey, take us out, Brad, with your favorite Bernie McCracken, Phil McCracken, Bernie Sanders, Bernie Krapko, legit Bernie Krapko poem from the New Testament according to Bernie, or whatever his book's called.
What's his machines have taken over. There's no difference between him and her. Pretty soon the machine you will be calling.
For Brad Sonnenberg, I'm Nels Nelson, and Reggie Fide, Mr. Divisible by Five.
No, don't list his name in the category. Right. We're not connected to this.
This has been Brad Nels What's News, where we don't stand behind all the things that were said in this podcast.
Well, I don't anyways. I mean, speak for yourself, but I do not.
I already said I don't either. So, you know, you're not – you're. Stop trying to be the better knight in shining armor, Brad. It's been stated. Brad Nils.
Well, I'm just saying, I like, you may not condone it, but I do not condone it even more. Like
I don't condone it.
I condone it even less
to infinity and beyond.
I don't condone it even more than Brad.
You started it.
What? This has gotten crazy. You're a crazy person right now.
Brad Nils, what's news? The episode where Reggie made sure he never had to come on the show ever again.
It's a good strategy, actually.
That's the new title. That's the title. The episode
says the N-word.
The episode.
You should make that the title. Biggest clipbait.
The episode.
No, still a minute left.
Where Reggie.
People are going to go back and then pull up a bunch of clips of Brad Knows What's News where Reggie said the N-word. Put it all together.
Where Reggie made sure he'd never be on again.
You mean Mr. Divisible by Five?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that one. Reggie, on Brad Nels What's News, they only know you as Mr. Divisible by Five.
Listen, I'm being serious. I say the things that I say because I understand, unlike the two of you, that your audiences are your audience is so incredibly nuanced that what they understand, what you two don't understand, is that there's a mockery of the misogyny itself. It's not a promotion or endorsement of it. It's a mockery of the type of people who are actually like
it's that. A mockery, all right.
It's a something.
And I definitely wish you guys
I'm didn't, taking a shower. I've had enough.
I would definitely wish you guys didn't belittle your audience like that in that way. But anyways.
Reggie, as always, it's great having you on. Your humor, your wit, and your artistic flair is second to none. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for leaving the shower early. I know you're probably busy scrubbing all the spots of your body, and you cut that out to come on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brad, thank you for coming. Oh, he's, Brad, he's left. Gone.
Yeah, he left. Yeah,
but as always, my intrepid co-host, Brad, thank you for being on. And let's do it again sometimes. Brad Nels, What's News, where we give you the news you truly didn't want to know in this instance, and you didn't know.
Also, just a quick PSA, if everybody who's listening right now can go and sign the petition to get Trump back onto Twitter, that'd be great. Thank you for having me.
Has he been kicked off Twitter? I don't pay attention anymore.
I think he was kicked off Twitter, yeah.
Too much other shit going on in the world. Take care, everyone. If you're listening in Ukraine, stay safe. Keep fighting the good fight. And don't let those Russians be Russians. And have their way and invade you. Is that what Russians do? They invade people? No, they've invaded Chechnya and or Georgia, I guess it was, and other things. So just stay strong. And our thoughts, prayers go out to the people who are suffering there, because there is no darn good reason to invade another country anymore. Is there? Does that even happen anymore? Apparently. I think it was you who asked that, Reggie.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's like a 200-year-old thing that they're trying to bring back.
I'm just glad the president stayed and is fighting like the old kings would do in old kingdoms. They just lead their own army.
Yeah, that right makes him so cool. That makes him so badass.
Definitely does. Hey, Reggie.
Yeah.
You want to come back on and intro the show with me?
Yeah, sure.
But like legit intro, not like off the top.
Yeah.
I always do the intro to the show, the piece that comes first after the show. So Reggie, thanks. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
We'll do the intro.
All right.
Okie dokie.
See ya.
See ya. Bye. Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Brad Nell's What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. If you enjoyed the show, please feel free to let us know. You can go on Twitter and go to @AudioNels and leave a comment there about this show, and check out other shows that we produce and put out there in the podcast universe. Or you can go to facebook.com/BradNelsWhatsNews, give us a like, and put a comment there. Maybe you have a question for unqualified advice that you'd want us to answer on a show. So feel free to do that. So once again, follow us on Twitter and give us a like on Facebook. And thank you for listening to Brad Nell's What's News.